at 6 o'clock, city council meeting for Monday, February 26th. As usual, we'll start with a call to order with a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance. Hey, Mr. Crawford, would you do the roll call, please?
We have Mike Hill.
Here.
Sonia Hurd.
Here.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Eric Davidson and Karina Higgins requested to be excused.
We have a motion to excuse the two of them, please.
I motion.
Second.
Second. Okay, moved by Lopez, second by Hill. All those in favor? Any opposed? Passed 5-0. Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. Approval of bills, $238,246.85. Approval of February the 8th, 2024, special city council minutes. Approval of February the 12th, 2024, city council minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
A motion.
Seconder?
Second.
Okay, motion Lopez and Hill. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is approved, 5-0. Okay, we'll go on to council action items. First one, equipment transfer from Whatcom County to City of Blaine, Mr. Gandy.
Madam Mayor. So Whatcom County has purchased some equipment. That's a trailer. Trailer mounted with the kind of a shed and other inboard equipments. And they wanted to transfer it to city in order to deal with any floods or any emergency that comes in, right? That's a towable trailer and have all the details in the RFCA. So basically that's what it is.
Okay, just a comment. The emergency department of Whatcom County put in a grant to get these trailers, and I haven't seen them, but they are very well equipped, apparently, with lots of things that will be needed by our first responders in a disaster. We know that Blaine, if we have a serious disaster earthquake, could potentially be cut off because we can't go north, the border will be closed. We can't go west because there's an ocean. We can't really go east because of the bridges, and we won't be able to go south because of the overpasses being down. So it is incumbent upon us as a city to be prepared that we might be on our own for a period of time. So this is part of our getting prepared for this. We know that serious weather is coming. We know that an earthquake is ready to happen at some point. So this is part and parcel of the fact that this will be here available to our first responders. Okay. Any other questions from anybody?
I have a few questions. All right. Under section 4 consideration, it speaks about city agrees to utilize, make available equipment used during an emergency event as determined by the Whatcom County Sheriff's Office Division of Emergency Management. So does this mean that the sheriff's office, let's say there is a major emergency, can they just come in and say, Blaine, you do have a trailer, we're actually going to pull it, we're going to send it to Linden because they need it more. Do they have that authority?
Yes, they do.
I do, okay. And then when it comes to, let's say there is a situation like that.
It all depends on the emergency. If we are looking to have it used, right, we might say that, no, we need it, City of Blaine needed it too.
And so they're the final authority to, okay. And let's say that situation that does happen and goes out to Linden or what have you, they use all the first aid equipment, all the gas in the generator, they just basically use everything else and return back to us. Are we responsible for restock?
Are they no, we are not actually.
Okay, so we're not financially liable for that.
No.
Okay. And then where are we thinking of storing the unit itself?
At the public works yard.
Public works yard, okay.
Is it like a 40-foot trailer?
It's actually, what is it? It's a, it's seven, it's, I think it's cargo.
And then, sorry, the last question I had, let's say there was an emergency. Who is going to man the trailer itself? Is it going to be under the police department, fire department, city administration? Who's going to be the main contact and the main overseer of the trailer?
Madam Mayor.
Mr. Harmon.
In that type of an event, we will probably have deployed the incident command system, and so logistics division under the ICS model will ask for a particular resource. Most likely Public Works brings that resource to the logistics division in the ICS model, and then however it gets deployed, it could be our fire chief, it could be the police chief, it could be the public works director, who's your logistics commander in the ICS model. So it really just all depends who's running that logistics division in an incident PAN system.
Okay. Cool. Yep. All right. Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Does anyone want to make a motion to approve the equipment transfer from Whatcom County to City of Blaine?
I'll make a motion.
Seconder?
Second.
Okay. Mr. Hill and Mr. Lopez, any further questions before we vote on it? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that is passed 5-0. Moving on to Mall Foster Alangi Contract Task 1 Housing Action Plan. Mr. Wenger, please.
Yes, good evening, Council. Community Development Services is requesting Council authorization for the City Manager to enter into a contract with Mall Foster Alangi to complete our Housing Action Plan. Our Housing Action Plan will look at housing across the city and help us guide our comprehensive plan update. It's a policy intended document. the not to exceed cost is $20,000, and this will the city did receive a grant for about $75,000 from the state, and we've spent about $50,000 in 2023 on the project. So this is kind of just wrapping up grant funding that was available for this project. Just finishing this off. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
I have a question. Did this go out to bid? Did you get three bids on this work, or is this the one go-to person you went directly to that you're looking at us awarding this contract to?
Madam Mayor.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. So Mall Foster and Longy did do the initial housing action plan, so we want to use them to finish up this.
For consistency? Piece.
Yes, for consistency purposes.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Yeah, just a clarification on action needed, not to exceed 20,000, and then under recommendation says, budget implications says 25,000. So is it 25?
Madam Mayor?
Go ahead, please.
It's actually 20,000.
20,000, okay.
For the scope, there is a typo in there. There's approximately $25,000 of grant funding that was available, but this scope of work is not to exceed 20.
Okay.
Any further questions? Okay, could I have a motion to pass this, please?
A motion.
Seconder?
Second.
Okay, Lopez and Hill. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Okay.
Any opposed? That is, contract task is passed 5-0. Moving on to the next one, Mall Foster Alangi Contract Task 2, Comprehensive Plan Housing Element. Again, Mr. Wenger, please.
Yes, thank you, Council. This is a complete review of our housing element of our comprehensive plan. So this is basically the first chapter that we're going to be working on. Mall Foster and Alangi will go through our housing action plan to give us essentially red lines to bring into compliance with the state. Then Community Development Services will work with that and our Planning Commission to finalize those that language and then present it to Council. So this is a rather modest contract of not to exceed $9,920, and that will just give us the information we need to complete our housing element update of our comprehensive plan.
Are there any questions for Mr. Wenger? Nope. Could I have a motion to approve the contract, please?
I will motion.
Seconder?
Second.
Lopez, Mr. Hill, okay. Task one is not to exceed 99.20 and would be paid off as part of the 2024 budget. So the recommendation is CDS recommends approval, which would authorize professional assistance to CDS to help update Lane's housing element in the comprehensive plan. All those in favor, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That is passed 5-0. Okay, we will move on then to commission, committee, and board reports. Planning Commission meeting, please.
Yes, I'd be happy to give a brief update on that. Our Planning Commission did hold a work session on the downtown zoning amendments last Wednesday, the 21st of February, and the discussion focused on parking regulations downtown. It was a good two-hour work session. It was open to the public, although there was no public comment as a work session. The Planning Commission continues discussion of our downtown zoning text amendments, and they will do so at their next regular meeting, March 14th.
Okay. Any comments, questions for Mr. Wenger on that? Nope. Okay. Moving on to Blaine Tourism Advisory Committee.
I could give a brief update on that, if that's all right. So our Blaine Tourism Advisory Committee did have a three-hour retreat at Semiahmoo Resort. We had a number of tourism partners that are doing events in 2024 come and meet with the group. The committee talked about, you know, a lot of different things. We did focus primarily, I would say, on 2024. There was additional discussion that the committee would like to have kind of more long-term, I would say, long-term discussions. And so they have scheduled another meeting on May 7th from 9 a.m. to 12. So another three-hour retreat-style meeting in May will be their next meeting. So it was a good retreat.
May 7th, what time?
9 to noon.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Wenger.
We haven't determined the location, though, have we?
We would like to hold, Madam Mayor, yeah. We would like to hold it at the Blaine Community Center, but it is not confirmed at this time.
Okay. All right, we now move on to department reports. Please, Mr. Harmon.
Thank you, Mayor. Tonight we held an open house on the design plans for the downtown revitalization, and I thought it went very well. Our consultants did a great job explaining the project. The chambers were full, and we received a lot of comments from the public on the project, which is great. So we'll aggregate those and try to discern a theme. You know, it's going to be hard to bring everybody's comments into the project, but if we can pull out a certain theme, we'll most certainly take a look at those as we cross the finish line for design. So also received a number of positive comments just on the process. People were happy with the process and happy they could provide input. So I think it was a success. Dan's last day as our finance officer will be this Friday. So we're sad to see Dan, Thursday. We're sad to see Dan go. This will be his last council meeting with us, and we wish him well on his future endeavors, whatever those may be. We may see him back as a police officer. We may see him somewhere else down the road. Don't know, but we wish him all the best. On the heels of that, we have about 10 applications for our finance officer position. We haven't evaluated those. They just closed last Friday, but I'll begin to work through that and visualize a hiring process to get us Dan's replacement as soon as we can. In the meantime, we've worked out an MOU with IAM. We've got four unions, so we've worked out an MOU with IAM, that's a tongue twister, for Carla Flaming to be the interim finance director. So she'll be joining us at these meetings and representing the finance office. We'll be in good shape with Carla. Lastly, our chief of police interview process is scheduled for March 5th. We have a community panel, we have a law enforcement panel, and then we have a panel of council members and staff that will walk through what will be about a half-day interview process with four finalists. We have finalists that are both external and internal, and we have a solid pool of applicants. So I think we look forward to bringing you something for consideration, maybe at our last meeting in March, perhaps at the first meeting in April, depending on how the interviews go. That's all I've got. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, any other department reports? There are calendars to have a look at. Council unfinished business. Anyone have anything? We have written public comment, and so the paper and pencils have been out there so people can submit their written comments. And council new business and dialogue, has anybody got anything?
I'd like to respond to, we've received some public emails, and I'm seeing the word mobile referring to housing park. And I just wanted to make sure to put into the public record that at no time over the last year and a half to 2 years has there been any sort of proposal for trailers on wheels or anything where the word mobile would be appropriate. There was a potential proposal that may lead to an application for manufactured homes, which are manufactured off-site and then placed onto concrete, and you don't move them anymore. They're not mobile at all. Nobody's going to drive off with one of those homes, and that's a distinction that I hope that the public considers when they're trying to advocate for what they'd like to see or not see in the city. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your comments, Mr. May, because I think it is appropriate to try and clarify the issue so people don't go off one way where, in fact, that's not the direction we're going. Okay, if that's all there is. Okay, the meeting is adjourned at 6:17.